After some light snow in the morning, it'll be cloudy and cold today, high about 40, pretty much the same tomorrow, maybe up to 55 with some sunshine on Wednesday. 536 new COVID-19 cases have been reported by public health officials in the Quad Cities since this time Friday. 343 in Scott County, where the 14-day positivity rate is up to 11.9% from 10.6%. 193 new cases are reported in Rock Island County, where the latest 7-day average positivity rate reported by the Department of Public Health in Illinois is 10.5%. That's up from 8.3% a week ago. In addition, three more Quad citizens have died, taking the death toll to 138 since the pandemic began. Iowa reports another 4,600 cases since this time Friday, 36 more deaths. The statewide positivity rate is up to 10.6% from 9.7%. Illinois reports another 14,118 deaths. Illinois' 7-day average positivity rate is up to 6.1% from 5.7%. Quad Cities health officials reported the highest number of new daily COVID-19 cases this past Friday. The day before, Rock Island County and Scott County health departments discussed the jump in positive tests, hospitalizations, and deaths. Debbie Freiberg is a volunteer contact tracer and a member of the Rock Island County Board of Health.
We've seen many of these cases pop up in Rock Island County of people who took a break from COVID and went into Iowa, where the positivity is 20% and safety protocols are basically non-existent. Hundreds of cases have started as a night out at a bar and spread to hundreds more. One person told me that we all knew each other, so we didn't need to wear masks. That's not safe. At least one person in that group was positive and spread it to many of their friends.
Health Department Administrator Nita Ludwig is very unhappy that Rock Island County's numbers have skyrocketed. For the third time, it's at a state warning level, along with 50 other counties across Illinois.
So that's pretty high, over the 8%. That is in the warning level. So we are definitely in a warning for that. We have had lots of hospitalizations, including our high of 33 hospitalized just a couple of days ago. And so it is concerning, especially as we go into the colder weather. That is why we are still strongly pushing the messages of wearing your mask and social distancing to try to get these numbers back down again. And we need everyone's cooperation with that.
The Rock Island County Public Health Department has hired 18 new employees to keep up with contact tracing for all the new cases. Scott County plans to hire new staff for the same reason. An elementary school in Moline will be closed for the next 2 weeks because of an increase in positive COVID-19 cases. Jane Adams teachers will be offering full-time remote learning to students beginning today, continuing through Friday, November the 6th. Iowa voters are casting ballots early in person or by mail at a record pace ahead of the November 3rd election, with several days of early voting still remaining. Iowa Secretary of State's office reported more than 685,000 absentee ballots had been returned to county auditors statewide by Friday. While Democrats typically lead in early voting in Iowa, their advantage this year is significantly bigger than 2016 or 2012. About 51% of the ballots returned have come from registered Democrats, compared to 31% from Republicans and 18% from those who do not belong to either party. Illinois farmers may plant more soybean acres next year because of current economic conditions. Dana Cronin explains.
Soaring soybean prices suggest that Illinois farmland may see a shift from corn to soybeans for the 2021 season. Traditionally, there's been more corn planted up north and more soybeans down south. According to ag researchers at the University of Illinois, that's expected to continue, with roughly proportional changes across the state. Todd Steinacher is the agronomic coordinator for the Illinois Soybean Association. He says there are benefits to making the switch.
Logistics is tremendously less. There's less volume that has to be stored and moved. Just storing it, there's a lot less risk to it. And then it's kind of nice to have maybe a little heavier soybeans out there to offset some of the weed problems that's been had.
Steinacher says while soybean genetics have improved over the last decade or so, corn is still king in Illinois. I'm Dana Cronin.
In sports, the Dodgers are one win away from their first World Series title in 32 years after beating the Rays 4-2 and taking a 3-2 lead in the World Series. Game 6 is tomorrow night. Tonight it's Monday Night Football with the Bears playing the Rams in L.A. Iowa State drops to 23rd in this week's AP College Football poll after Saturday's 24-21 loss to Oklahoma State. Iowa lost to Purdue Saturday 24-20. Illinois lost to Wisconsin Friday night 45-7 as the Big Ten began its COVID-shortened season. I'm Jay Pierce.